Jerry Bader Show, 1021-406-1360, 888-455-1360. A listener says, I would invest it all. He is referring to my hypothetical question. If you had $20,000 to spend, and if one Justin Hartfield went public with his company, he is building the infrastructure to be the leader in legal marijuana sales, which, for the most part, still doesn't exist in the United States. The example the Wall Street Journal used over the weekend in their interview with him was Joseph Kennedy securing the rights, seeing that prohibition of alcohol was going to be repealed. He secured the import rights to some of the more popular European brands and got very, very rich on it, even though he couldn't sell it in the United States at that time. But he was confident that this was going to be overturned. I'm asking you, if you had $20,000 to speculate with, and this guy went public, and you could buy stock, would you? I think there's one obvious reason to say yes. Let's say you had $20,000. Well, let's say you had $100,000. Jason, would you or wouldn't you? Would you do any of it? None. The one listener weighing in says he would do all of it. There's an obvious reason why, if you don't have a moral problem with legalized marijuana, there's an obvious reason to do it. What would that be? 406-1360, 888-455-1360. I want to see if anyone can figure this out. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. What would be an obvious reason why this guy's on to a winner? I think it's very, very simple. And quite frankly, I think if he went public, he would get a lot of investors for two reasons. I do think you're going to see legalized marijuana, as I said. I think 5 years or less. And I think there's an obvious second reason. I don't want to give this up. I actually do want to get to other things, but I want to see if people can figure this out. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. I don't know if the article, I read it over the weekend, but I didn't reread it this morning. I think he's banking on something rather obvious. Let's put it this way. He's banking on the same thing Joseph Kennedy was. And it paid off big for Kennedy when he had the infrastructure to import alcohol. See if anybody can get this. Tom in Appleton's willing to give it a try. Tom, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Yeah, what I'd like to ask is, would Warren Buffett invest in it?
Well, would he or wouldn't he? I'm not Warren Buffett, and I don't know him. So would you?
Yes, I would.
Why?
Well, I don't think it's going to have a greater impact on our society than alcohol does. You know, there's a lot of problems with alcohol, and marijuana is going to create its own set of problems. If the government decides that it's going to be okay and they're going to make money off of it, then why can't the common man do it as well?
Okay, so that explains why you don't have a moral obligation. Why do you think it would be a smart investment?
Because I think people, just look at Colorado. Look at the money that's being made in Colorado right now. I think the rest of the nation is going to follow Colorado.
Yeah, but the question is why? Tom, thanks for the call. Dave in Green Bay. Dave, go ahead.
Good morning.
Morning.
I think it would be a perfect opportunity to use some of those Obama funds that he keeps offering for business startups. They'll probably allow a tax credit. You'll get farm fuel free tax. You're doing exactly what he's been touting. You'd be able to start a new business, hire a few people, minimum wage, that kind of stuff.
Here's what I'm going to predict, and I admit I could be wrong, and this is what I'm wondering if people can figure out. I think this guy is going to be the Warren Buffett or Bill Gates of the next decade. I think he's going to get that rich. And a previous caller just touched on it. John in Stevens Point. John, go ahead.
I'm not sure this is going to be part of what you're thinking on, but to me, I think it would be a good short-term investment, but a bad long-term one.
Why?
Because, well, any idiot can grow marijuana.
Any idiot can also make bathtub gin, but they don't once quality stuff is on the commercial market.
Well, because one is licensed. You have to be a license to make large quantities of liquor, where, like, you can make home beer, but you can't take it with you everywhere.
Right.
For marijuana, you can carry it in your pocket, go wherever, smoke it, blah, blah, blah. So growing it would seem, personal possession and personal growing would seem more apt to what will happen.
You know what? I think a lot of people who grow it now grow it because they have to, not because they want to, because they can't get it anywhere else. I disagree with you on that. I think if you could go and buy it commercially, you wouldn't screw around with grow lamps, grow rooms, and all of that.
Well, but you could produce a better quality than what you're getting at the store. I mean, most of what they're selling in Colorado and so forth has all been homegrown and refined via that process.
Well, I think, you know, we can go back and forth on that. Aaron on the road. Aaron, go ahead.
Well, I think the obvious answer is that it's already legal for medicinal and recreational use in several states, and it's just going to roll.
I'm sure no
like
pun
you
was
intended. It's here to stay.
But okay, and as a result, here's okay. There, an emailer just got it. There's an incredible demand for the product. Here's what. Thanks a lot for the call. Here's what we don't know, but here's what I suspect. It's all about pent up demand. Now, emailers are getting it. Yes. How many people? Yeah, now everybody has it on email. People want it. How many millions of people, the only reason they're not getting high right now is because it's against the law? I'm going to be honest with you, and this is why I think it's a societal ill. I think it's tens of millions. I think there are millions and millions of people who the only reason they don't get high is because it's against the law. And if you legalize it, and this is the same thing with prohibition, people didn't want to get busted with moonshine. People didn't, and they drank anyway, you know, just the way some people get high today. I think there are, I don't know. I don't know what the market is, but I think the pent-up demand is staggering, and I think Hartfield knows that, and I think he is going to be ridiculously rich. And because I oppose legalized marijuana, I don't know if I would invest in it, but if he opens this up to public trading, one, I think the stock's going to shoot very high very quickly because a lot of people would be all over it. Now, that can't happen until it gets closer to being legalized, obviously. All right, quickly, Aaron in Wausau. Aaron, go ahead.
Hey, Jerry, I was just thinking about your legalization discussion here, and I got to agree with you. I think it would follow suit of alcohol where it's turns into corporate production, and you don't see people growing it on their own.
See, I really think, now some might, Aaron. I brew beer, you know what I mean? Some people may do it as a hobby. I think a lot more people are home growing marijuana than they would if it were legal, because it isn't legal, because they can't go out and buy it. That's what I think. Again, oppose it or favor it, it's coming. And then it's up to your own conscience if you'd want to get rich on it. I think this guy's right. I think he's going to be the next Joe Kennedy. And I think people, if given the opportunity, and I don't think he's got nothing going public yet, if he did, I think you're going to get very rich. It's 10:29. So I had a public speaking occasion last night. I spoke to the Brown County Republican Party Lincoln Day dinner. And you can always tell a Jerry Bader Show listener. They come up. Well, is that a new shirt or is that an old one that fits? I got a lot of that last night. It was actually, Jason, you know what? It looked brand new. I mean, this thing had been worn like once, and then I couldn't button the top button anymore. I can even button the top button on the green one I'm wearing here today, which doesn't have the same collar size as the one last night. That, of course, because of Proactive Weight Loss Solutions. I've been telling you all about it for some time now. Started on in late January. I've lost 32 pounds. Yes, you can lose as much as a pound a day. You can do it safely. Proactive Weight Loss Solutions, not a diet. It's a doctor-supervised, multifaceted program, which is fancy radio talk. To get the straight language, call Dr. Litwin at 920-268-1386. Free assessment, no risk. Maybe it's right for you, maybe it isn't. But you'll find out if you call Dr. Jason Litwin at 920-268-1386.
The Jerry Bader Show.